NCBVI Commission Meeting, November 20, 2004, tape 3.
Separate from things that we do because we think they're a good idea.
I think they should be put together and just flows better.
Yeah, it certainly does flow better, and I almost did it, and then I thought, you know what, I probably shouldn't be mixing mandates with, you know, decisions that we think are good ones. Although I'm certainly willing to do that.
I think you guys did a good job getting those together.
It sounds very good. Sometimes when I read through something a second or third time, I have other thoughts, but it seems to me very good, very complete.
Yeah, I think too, we need to leave it out there for a while, let people
comments. I want us to make it available to people to comment on, to, you know, to give us feedback, because we're really not, I mean, we're treading in new territory as usual. And, you know, and part of me thinks that it might be good for us to, before we finalize anything, avail ourselves of the training where there may be other things or other ways of expressing what we do that we ought to be familiar with before we.
Well, I mean, the point of this is to add continuity to this whole process.
Yes.
We don't want the reinvention of the wheel every 2 or 4 years. That, you know, we're creating precedent, and I think putting some of this stuff down in writing, that now that we've had, gosh, how many years has it been?
Four
years of experience is, it's, you know, it's certainly not premature. It's, I think we've got plenty of wear under our belts now. And
I'm glad we didn't do it right away. I would not have had any idea, for one thing, of some of the things that I think are essential to be part of our job description that I didn't know would be, you know, when we first started. And so, let's see, yeah, and the next thing is public comment, so we'll just charge right into the public comments section. Okay, Bob.
Yeah. Well, regarding the job description, I think it sounds good, but at least in one place, one of the functions starts out where the commission will not do something. And it seems to me like if you're going to be lifting things you do, you should not really have statements about things you don't do.
That one was part of, and thank you, I did think about that. The reason that happened is because that was a specific thing that we had talked about, and we wanted to make sure that it was part of our.
But I guess my.
It wasn't the beginning of that item, is what I'm saying. It's at the end of the item.
Okay, that's good.
You know, it is not a separate. It was a clarification of that item.
May I, what if we said the board will refrain from?
Well, how about the board will defer to existing state procedures?
Well, in Bob's blended thing, he did have defer, but defer really means put off or delay. It doesn't really mean that. And so I looked at that and thought we don't want to defer.
That's not the meaning that I get.
It's not my meaning.
Well, you might want to look it up because I did.
That's some of the words. The way words have squeal, like
connotation
virtual,
happens, but reality.
Because defer just means basic.
Put off or delay is what.
Well, that's you. If you looked at a dictionary that had more. You know, broader, more definitions. You know, the other accepted use of defer is deference, and deference is not put off or delay. I mean, deference is just give respect to or the other source.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I've known people to certainly use it that way, but I don't I don't know. I mean, we...
Well, it comes from the word deference. I mean, and deference is...
Yeah, and deference, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that, but when I looked it up, that was what it was, and so I thought, well, I don't want to imply that.
But there will be a point. We should be involved after it's gone through certain stages.
Yeah, but that's already there. You know, I'm thinking that for the purpose of this, I think that is a point well taken, and we probably do want to rewordsmith the end of that. You know, the thing in its entirety is receive only for purposes of his evaluation and guidance reports from the executive director on unresolved personnel matters, including a description of the situation, a synopsis of progress toward resolution, and a summary of any policy changes implemented to address the problem, only when such matters reach a level requiring his intervention. The board will not intervene in personnel issues, recognizing that there is a labor dispute process for state employees in place in the state of Nebraska. That's the entire...
May I comment?
Sure.
I think it's quite good the way it is, and I think in general it's a good point to keep things what you're going to do, but to make very clear at the end of that whole thing, I think the way you have it is quite clear.
So I think it's certainly, you know, it's full enough fleshed out now to put out on the website and kick it around and get some response and think about the wording. And, you know, a lot of times that's what, you know, editors are for.
Absolutely.
To relook at it another time. And
so I have a question.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. So we're wanting this to go out to the mail list, all the staff be on the website. And
as a draft.
Kind of stuff. Right.
As a draft.
To get people's input.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we would encourage people to send their input to the commissioners the NOL.org.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And if somebody wants to do the anonymous thing, there, you know, that's also,
yes, sure,
out there.
Right. Right. You're asking what I'm saying, maybe. I was thinking that I would do a, you know, just a little introductory paragraph about, or sentence or two about what this is, and then send it to the staff, to Jim, for posting to the site in the mail, or the listserv, to Ryan for Newsline, to others, the usual suspects.
Okay, and then we can make sure that consumer organizations get it to people too.
Okay, I'll send it because to the president of each,
yes,
state entity.
Yeah, that would be good because, you know, we really do want widespread input on it. You know, the board positions aren't forever, so
right,
people need to be thinking about, is this, you know, is this the job I expect this to be, and is it a job I want to do as a potential board member or whatever. So everybody has a vested interest in what this document does.
Barbara, quickly, Junior.
Yes.
Do you want, when you send that stuff to me to post, that's no problem. Do you want the actual document itself on the website? And then do you want me, just so I understand, do you want me to, when I post it to the listserv, put the link on the listserv and say, go here if you want to read it? Or do you want the document as well on the listserv?
I would much rather have you send the document. This isn't a terribly long thing.
Okay.
And not everybody might have the ability to link. Now, they should if they're on a listserv, but
right,
I just, you know, the more immediate the information is, I think, the better.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah, and we just need to make sure that we put that it is a draft.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. That's fine.
And And we did decide to say the mission is empowering, you know, so that,
right.
that
yeah.
lengthy thing about the mission is to uphold the mission statement and all that is
mission is
gone.
Not a mission about the
yeah.
mission.
Yeah. Boy, am I glad about
no
that.
Mission.
No bloviating.
No, that's
what I'm okay, it is now 2:10. And so I think we're ready for, unless there's other comment from the public, we're ready for our next break, and then we'll have new business. And
there are a few pieces of pizza left, which you're welcome to have.
So we'll take a 10-minute break.
Thank you. There's salad.
Are you ready, Val?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We're ready for.
What score did you hear, Jim?
Last score I heard was Wisconsin 14, Ohio State 7.
Oh, what about Iowa State, K-State?
K-State was up by 3 last
night. Oh, goodness.
Over Iowa State?
That was at halftime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a public forum.
Okay, the. All right, the first item. In new business is the correspondence concerning VIPs, and you know we had received letters from VIPs to the agency, and then we received the letter that Bob Deaton had written, and I don't know if there is discussion that the board wants to have. I want to say that I think that the process that's happening is a good one. I know that part of it has to do with the you know, just the whole business with caseload and that kind of thing that Pearl was talking about earlier. I think also, as you know, as people are able to make the groups self-sufficient, that's actually in keeping with what the commission is all about. So it seems to me like that progress is being made in all of those arenas. Did anybody else on the board have any comments on that?
I have something.
Okay.
Howard Simons is president of VIPS, and he was here but had to leave at noon, and so I spoke with him before he left. He told me that the VIPS board has all read the document and they all do understand how thin the staff are spread, and so they didn't have any problems or concerns about it. They understood the reasons, and he didn't go as far as saying he thought it was fine or terrible, but he just said they understood. So that's what he wanted me to express.
Okay, and I do appreciate that. You know, I had not known for sure if he was going to say anything about it during public comment, mm-hmm. you know, or not, but, you know, since he didn't, I didn't know if that meant that he didn't have anything he wanted to offer or whatever, but I'm glad that he did relay that to you, and,
yes.
you know, we will continue to pay attention to how that goes. The next item, you know, we had the two things that we needed to insert into the new business, the one being consideration for approval of rule, and this morning we did have the public hearing, and since all of you were here, and we do have a majority here, even with Bill unable to attend, I think it would be appropriate for us to, I don't think as public hearing officer I need to make a report or anything. I think it would be appropriate for us to entertain a motion for approval of rule chapter 4 if anyone would wish to so move.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve rule. Now we did talk about that one item that Pearl is going to look into for language, just for the record at this meeting, you know, that that will be happening, and she will let us know what the language is. But that would not constitute substantial changes that would require us to go back through and have another public hearing or anything. So that's the only point of discussion that I would offer. Does anyone else have discussion? Or is there a call for the question?
Call for the question.
Okay. All in favor of approving Chapter 4 of Rule and sending it on to the Attorney General, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We have done that one. And the other topic is the Newsline report. Ryan?
Yes, Madam Chair, I want you to know that I have been inspired by Mr. Yurok. Apparently, if I'm understanding correctly, Mr. Yurok submitted his website report in a written format. Is that correct?
Yes. Word attachment.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Madam Chair, many of the facts that I had thought of presenting today, I'm going to submit a written report to the NFB and State Board. And if the Commission Board would like, I'd be more than happy to submit a written copy to you as well.
That would be great.
That way we can, you know, you can do what you will with it, and that would also save us time here. There's just a few facts that I want to address. For those who may not be aware, this past week I attended the annual Newsline sponsor seminar in Baltimore, Maryland, and some very interesting things happening. I always love going to the seminar because I always pick up little facts, and yet a lot of things are discussed that that don't necessarily pertain to Nebraska because we've already accomplished them. I don't think we're always aware of how really good we have it here. For instance, there was a big long section at this seminar about how to get a bill passed for sponsorship of Newsline in a state legislature, and of course we've already done that. There was also a big long section about how to work with your state rehab agency for the blind, and of course we do that very closely. Certainly don't take anything for granted, but it's nice to sit back and listen to the other struggles these states go through and to know that we are a role model for those states. I want to give you just a quick little summary of where we are. We currently have 34 states signed up for Newsline, with two coming in December and January. The District of Columbia and Montana are just about to sign in. Unfortunately, we've also lost a couple of states. We've lost Idaho, we've lost Georgia, we've lost Alaska, and I've lost my place. I can't remember the fourth one. Forgive me for that. Okay, I guess I'll submit the rest in my written report.
This is Val. Can I ask one question?
Sure.
You said you had 34 states currently and two more coming in January.
That is correct.
Montana, and what was the other one?
The District of Columbia.
Thank you.
That was a quick 5 minutes. Wow.
Ryan?
Yes.
This is Nancy Altman. Anyway, I forgot the question. Oh, God.
I'm not sure that was
yeah,
5 minutes.
I was going to say
I think that might have been from the other.
I think that was from the other topic. So need a little more time, Ryan.
I'll try to go as quick. There are some kind of neat things.
No, wait a minute. Nancy, did you think of your question?
Yeah, I did think of my question. I just, the two states that, or the states that we lost, the four states, I guess they were they because of funding problems,
yes.
Basically?
Yes, they were. Okay. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Different states fund differently, and let me quickly check
Hubert
here.
Hubert is back. Do you want him to set a time?
Maine was the
first
one.
Hubert? We can go with 3 minutes on this one now,
sure.
Because we've had a couple of minutes. Is that sufficient, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to buzz over a couple of facts here, some things that we're working on that I'd like the Commission Board to know about. And again, all this is going to be available in my written report. The big thing I want to tell you is that we are working with Gannett to provide some papers. Gannett is the corporation that owns the Lincoln Journal Star as well as the Des Moines Register. We're trying to bring more papers on board and also in the meantime work with them on updating their archiving software, which basically, bottom line means we may be able to go back to our old method of our bringing up the entire Lincoln Journal Star without taking their online web content.
Yeah.
As you know, we get the current paper right now, but we only get a few articles in each section.
Yeah.
There's always a lot more available. That's not a promise. We already know what happens when you promise something and you know how it works with Gannett, but that is something we're looking at. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up yet, but it's something that is being discussed as well as bringing other papers on here as well. There's been a new form. It's called a steering committee, consisting of a couple of different sponsors. Peggy Elliott's on the committee, and they've established some priorities for Newsline in the coming year or 2 years. And let me just quickly tell you what some of those priorities are. The top priority, of course, is to maintain the quality of our product. That just includes a lot of little things, little annoyances that you may encounter when you call Newsline. For instance, I know people from time to time are in the middle of a phone call reading a newspaper and you're suddenly dropped. And that is just a little bug in the software, in the calling that's being worked on, and within the next few months shouldn't be an issue anymore. Another thing is when you call, and sometimes it's called looping, where you call in and ask you for your ID and your password. You enter them, and then it asks you for your ID and your password again,
yeah.
And again, and again. That's called looping. And again, that's there's some updates taking place that should abolish that problem. We are working on a Spanish engine. We're testing it. We have the first Spanish newspaper up in test mode right now. It looks good. It's, of course, Eloquence Spanish, but it sounds very good. And if everything goes according to plan, we'll begin bringing Spanish papers on as soon as it's out of its testing phase. One of the things they want to do as well is put TV listings up on Newsline. Apparently a lot of people are asking for the TV listings and not just tiny little blurbs here and there about highlights from prime time, but the entire TV listings. I know those are things you can find on the internet, but we want to put them in a format that is very easy to use. It's surprising the number of people that want TV listings. Classified ads and graphic content, classified ads especially, that's something that they're going to be looking at, so we're going to work on that. Comic strips are out. There's simply no way we can get around that. Classified ads, another story. They want to implement more material for children and new voice engine. That's still another priority that we're looking at. I know a lot of people want something other than Eloquence. They want to try to get stock quotes up there. Direct audio feed maybe from AP, and they want to make option 5 the beginning. You know, when you go to your main menu and it says to consult a list of papers, mm-hmm. Go to option 5. But then if you want to find, say, the New York Times, you have to hit 9 about 8 or 9 times before you can get there. And if you happen to go too far, you're in trouble. We're going to get that more manageable. So those are just some of the things, Madam Chair, that we're working on. And again, all of this and more will be detailed in the report that's coming up. So unless there are any other questions, that is my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ryan, I had a question.
Yes, sir.
In talking to them, I guess, a couple months ago in Baltimore, they said they were in the process of kind of redoing their contracts or arrangements with the different papers. Like, for instance, the World Herald doesn't put up or never has any non-Omaha World Herald copyrighted articles. Mm-hmm. So like there's never been a Nation and World section from the World Herald because they're not World Herald copyrighted articles.
Uh-huh.
And any word on that?
Those are issues that have to be worked out with the respective people that are publishing the articles. For instance, if you're talking about like say it's something from the AP, right, Bob? And it's not appearing in the World Herald. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, or of something they pick up from the.
Those
Washington.
Are things that still have to be worked out. And with AP, we've got it all worked out, and we've got it all worked out copyright wise with a lot of the others. So now it's just going to the newspapers and working it out with them. So we are going to be in touch with the Omaha World Herald very soon to get those things resolved. So the short answer to your question is yes, we're aware of it, and it will be dealt with very soon. Oh, and Newsline's on Bookshare, by the way, but only 16 papers. So if you happen to want to read the New York Times in Braille, you can download it from Bookshare.
Wow. That's interesting.
Wow, that's neat.
Only 16 papers so far. We're working on more.
And they said Braille was going to die out.
Well, they just didn't know.
That was a lie that we were happy to put to bed.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. The next item is the focus topic for the next meeting. Now, we had kind of talked about, talking about the job duty thing or things that we want to find out from staff, but I don't know that that's really a focus topic. What does anyone have in mind as far as...
We haven't had transition in, since it came on board, since being right in the middle of budget battles, that would be one possibility.
Mm-hmm. I thought we had...
Not that we had it when it first came on board, but have we had it since?
Oh, okay. Maybe not as a focus topic. Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Because that had to be 3 years ago or so when it first got its... Got the grant.
We're in the fifth year now of the 5 year period.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think it was that first year was when That's we had the focus on.
Yeah.
So do we want to do transition as the focus next time?
Or something. To do with technology.
Yeah, we had that fairly recently.
Yeah, we had done.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last
February.
Yeah.
And the next one will be in Lincoln, so Karen Mosier and Amy and the people that are transition are in Lincoln.
Well, actually, we have an Omaha transition person and a North Platte transition person.
Right, at the head of
James
Karen
and
Mosier.
Denise.
How about... Like, is there anyone who specializes in placement, like helping people find jobs? Or, I don't know, maybe.
We
pretty much everybody.
Yeah,
does.
We do not. A lot of states do have specialists in placement, and we do not because we're so spread so thin. That's one of the huge challenges our staff face, and why we have been working on this. excuse me, the placement manual. Well, we can sure,
you know, how about independent living, like the teaching of cooking and sewing. And
let's see, when was it the last time that we had that? I probably should have gone through and
that was probably the first year independent living. It was a long time ago.
Looked at when we had, because we had VR and independent living. Mm-hmm.
Transitional.
Kind of at the same time.
I think it would probably be a good idea to do transition in February because of the things you said, Bob, and then to bring, we could put together a list of what each time what the focus topic was and see if there's anything we left off.
Yeah, because we really had dropped the ball on the, the deaf-blind.
Well, there's always so much.
Service. Yeah. So, I don't want us to be doing that either.
Maybe there's something else I don't think there's anything else we haven't thought of, but maybe once we really look at a list, we'll think of it.
Yeah, and I mean, I have all the agendas here, but we don't want to do that now.
No.
Right. So if I think it makes sense, does everybody agreed to have transition be the focus
sure.
Next time, and then we'll bring the list of what we've focused on and when. I can certainly put that together in a hurry.
That'd be great.
Another thing, Barbara, on these updates that we have, NIS, all these things, but another thing we don't follow up on or haven't followed up on is our, the vendors.
Vending,
and the
Braille. I agree with you. But as you were saying that, I thought, we have not, and I think part of the reason may be that we haven't put it as a constant
and we should.
Reminder, and we really should do that.
What are they saying?
I was thinking the same. How long has it been since we heard anything about the vending program?
Well, we just did that last.
Let's see, a year ago, August? It was in the summertime.
Yeah, something like that.
It was in Grand Island, I know that.
Yeah, I think it was in May, perhaps.
And then a major follow-up after that, Dave Hunt was.
Right. We're supposed to have decided by now, Hubert's telling us.
Okay, so we have decided that we will be meeting, that we'll have the transition as our focus topic. And I made a note to put the vending update on there. You know, we did, speaking of that, here just yesterday, I think, that the President Bush signed the defense law, and the Randolph-Shepard Act did not get amended in peculiar ways for that. And what was the other big thing that got signed? The IDEA, yeah, got signed.
Now, what is that?
So the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
So that books can be, you know, if somebody does, you know, a digital thing of books in Nebraska, they can get it, you know.
Yeah, the repository is in there, as I understand it. So that is big news, and I'm sorry, we should have mentioned that just as a matter of excitement.
Yeah, really.
Because both of those things are really major things, and it's because, you know, we as blind consumers keep on those folks to have that stuff happen.
Well, the IDEA was one of the few accomplishments of this last Congress, so.
Yeah.
Especially on a bipartisan basis, so.
Speaking of vending, the next vendors committee meeting will be here in Omaha Friday, December 3rd at 1:30.
Where's that at?
Right here in this room.
I was told Suite F.
Oh, okay. Right here in this building.
I put Suite F on the website because that's what Karen or Dottie sent me.
So. Okay, I'm sure that's right then.
Unless she doesn't need me.
No, she would have me. I just knew it was Omaha, and I knew we sometimes have met here.
What day is December 3rd? Do you?
It's a Friday afternoon.
At what time? You said 1?
1:30.
1:30?
Uh-huh.
How long those usually last?
2 hours. 1.5 to 2. Either it'll go till 3 or 3:30. Hmm. Yeah. I know that they would be glad to have you come whenever you can.
Yeah, I'll try and make that.
Good. Okay. Did that note go out to the whole list then, Jim?
Not yet, because she hasn't sent me the idea. I only know it because it was included in with the minutes that I put on the website.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm wondering if I need to send Bob something extra or if he'll be getting it anyway.
He'll get it anyway.
Okay, there you go.
So we will get that. Okay.
Yeah, whenever Karen gets with the stuff, it'll be posted in the list and all 93 folks will get it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes.
I don't know, at some point, and this is an observation that Robert made, that we could actually at some point in time just talk about the jobs of the support staff and the rehab techs. Because, you know, they provide a lot of aspects of support to us as an agency that I don't think people recognize.
Very good. See, I knew there was something we have not thought of. Thank you.
You know, because when we were talking about, Dorothy made a comment about placement. You know, it's made possible because they're helping us, you know, we do resumes, they're fine-tuning those, they're getting everything, you know, helping us print out, they're helping with applications, you name it. You know, we do everything because we're a team. So just an idea. Thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah, thank you. Thank you both. And we're more or less officially, I guess, in the last public comment session. So if anyone has any other comments?
This is Jamie.
Bob? Okay, we have Bob and then Jamie.
Well, just a comment on Ryan's report. Ryan stated that as far as approaching the legislature for funding for Newsline, we don't have to do that because there's already time. I think we still need to look at funding from the legislature if that's something that's available. you know, because even though the Ryan's right, you know, that it's legislated that Newsline is supported by with funds from this, from basically from the commission budget.
Yes.
You know, I think if there's other funding available, if the if that is an avenue that we can approach with the legislature for alternative funding, we need to at least take a look at that. You know, because I do know that in the next couple of years, we are facing some challenges, and funding is going to be an issue for us as an agency. And I hate to just not regard a funding source prematurely.
Bob, can I respond to that, or Madam Chair, can I?
Sure.
Okay. Bob, let me amend my comments and reassure you that I'm not suggesting that we are safe by any means. And forgive me for not putting my comments into more of a context with regard to talk at the seminar about the bills in the legislature. You are absolutely correct. We should always keep an eye on every possible source of funding, whether it be the legislature, whether it be grant writing, whether it be anything. We spent a whole day on that, which again will be in my report. My comments merely went to the idea that the seminar was the section that they presented on the bill passing in the legislature was getting the ball rolling for the first time, and how to approach your legislature when Newsline is new in your state or when you want to get it in your state. And so that was more what I was referring to, was they talked about how to get the ball rolling the first time out the gate. So yes, you are correct, and that was where I was coming from. I don't suggest for a second that we lay down on the job.
Ryan, did they talk about you know, I know at least a few states have gotten Newsline funding through their telecommunication.
Yes.
And that seemed like a real...
Yes, telecommunications and e-rates. Those were two biggies on the agenda. Again, those will be in the report.
And that might be a, you know, a legislative focus for next year. And it's not too early to be lining up or looking for senators that would...
That was one thing they stressed, was that it's still not too early. Our legislature comes back in January. If we want to try to put a bill together, that would be something to defer, refer, refrain. You guys got me all confused now. To our legislative committee. But it's something that I, as a coordinator, would recommend us taking a look at.
Yeah.
You just looked that together.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. Jamie?
I just wondered if you had ever used diabetic services for a booster topic.
That's a great idea. Have we? It's been...
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think maybe we haven't. I'm not altogether positive. I mean, it sounds familiar, like it was part of something else.
When the center
talked to us, I think.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a separate... topic, but that's a good idea. Thank you.
So that could fill up the rest of the year with the...
Barb, I didn't hear Amy. What?
Jamie asked if we had ever had diabetic services as a focus topic.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that would be a very good idea.
Robert Newman?
Yes.
Just kind of along those lines, we're not the only service in the state for visual impairment, blindness and stuff. Just making the commissioners aware of the rest of us maybe, and I'm not even sure I'm going to name them all, I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to, the Society to Prevent Blindness, they're around. And who else is around in the state has anything to do with blindness?
Well, that foundation fighting.
Yeah, so it's almost like if you could have almost like a panel, like have a representative from each one of those groups come and give us, you know, like 5-10 minutes and have a discussion, because you know, we're all in this big blindness bowl of here together, you know. Mm-hmm. So it'd be kind of nice to know that they know about us, we know about them, so that whatever can happen can better happen in a better way.
Well, the prevent blindness people, it's a complete cultural difference with us. I mean, they're like, you know, we're the morticians and they're the, you know, after they've died, then we handle them. They're the prevent blindness, and the life after blindness is not a discussion that they're in on, and it's just a different focus and different culture.
Uh-huh. Should at least know what they stand for, they're aware of what they're, be aware of them, though. I guess I wonder if that's totally accurate. But that's what I've always thought, but I guess it'd be nice to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I spoke to that group several years ago, and that was certainly what the slant I took away from it. But it's, you know, they're certainly changing their perception is
yeah, maybe we can have some
useful
influence on them, you know?
Yeah. Carlos, Ivan.
Carlos?
By listening to the diabetes section, I guess I like to also recommend if we could have how we provide services in the field these days, because we are having more and more multiple disabled people in addition to blindness. And I think it would be good for you to know how we are dealing with those issues.
Okay. All right.
Just a question for the panel and everyone from right over. Earlier, the Board of Commissioners voted to adopt the rule that was talked about this morning by MS. Question is this: do you still want me to leave it with draft status on the website?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Because it still is.
Okay, thank you.
Now, once we have the... Well, actually, no.
Yeah. Can I speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
there were correctly there. A number of editorial kinds of changes, commas here, and wording to clarify that were made this morning, and I'll be working to put the changes that were approved today into a document. It will still be the draft, and it'll stay draft status until it goes through the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and the Governor's office, which could be whatever, but it could take a while. But the new draft, it will now be the official approved draft will go to you before too long. And then you'll need to post that in place of what's there now, but it'll still be draft.
Okay, so until I get that, I can at least, in the meantime, take out the for comments, send you.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
take
true.
That out.
True.
Thank you.
All right, I'll do that.
Good.
Okay. The question I have for Ryan, we mentioned here about movements, so you guys also mentioned the PNFB convention. How many actual users are there that actually dial into Newsline on a monthly basis? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Any way to find out?
I can look into it, yes.
All right. I'm just wondering if taxpayers are getting ripped off of it. It'd be nice to know how many people are actually using it, as opposed to how many people have signed up.
Robert, yeah.
Robert?
I love the timer, by the way, Madam Chair.
Oh.
The timer is beautiful. Again, I forget if this has happened. I haven't seen it for a little while. I haven't come to every meeting. But just wherever this meeting, wherever it occurs, maybe see if there's an employed blind person or two in the area that have a nifty job, or and just have them come in and talk for like 10 minutes about what they do and how they're doing. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
That is that's a good idea.
Would be very
I don't know. I mean, the commission staff would need to let us know that because we don't.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I
mean, like the supervisor of the area.
Yeah.
We want to add that as a.
And say, hey, anybody would like to come and talk to the commission about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would have fun for it.
Yeah, because if someone would let us know. And let us know enough ahead of time that we can get it into the agenda and that sort of thing. We'd certainly be glad to.
So as a group, are you saying you'd like to have that for the Lincoln meeting? And if so, we'll put Carlos in charge of identifying a person to. Do you want one or two? I mean, there's lots of folks. We could do all kinds of stuff with it, depending on what you would like.
Well, since our main function is to, to do the you know, do what we're doing.
Right.
And this would be, you know, an informative thing and that sort of thing. And I think it's a great thing because I think that we can be inspired by that sort of thing. But I think we need to be, you know, I would think we would need to make it be a short thing and probably one person. And, if you know, what I wouldn't want to have happen is I wouldn't want to have people either A, think, well, you know, the commission staff is choosing somebody to showcase to the board or anything. You know, I wouldn't want that to happen. And I wouldn't want people who didn't come to feel like, well, why didn't I get chosen? You know, I wouldn't want any of that kind of thing to happen. You know, if it can be done in such a way that it is both informative and a positive thing for everybody involved,